It's been 5 years since police in Saratoga Springs were in a foot chase with 19-year-old Daryl Mount Jr. after he allegedly assaulted his girlfriend. 9 months later, he was dead from injuries sustained in what police said was a fall from a scaffold as he tried to flee police. Now the Saratoga Springs Police Chief, Gregory Veach, has admitted in a court deposition that he deceived the media at the time when he said an internal investigation found no police misconduct. Veach, who is still the chief, now says there was no internal probe of the incident. The public safety commissioner at the time, Christian Mathiesen, is no longer with the city. Barbara Lombardo was the executive editor of the Saratogian newspaper at the time and wrote an update on the story for the Albany Times Union.
I think that there was a lot of discussion at the time that there was an investigation by the police, and some people thought of that as an internal investigation into the entirety of what had happened, including how his injuries occurred. And it turns out that there was no internal affairs investigation into how those injuries occurred in light of the allegations of police misconduct, where the family thought that that Daryl Mount had been beaten.
Was there ever a grand jury or a district attorney investigation into the events?
No, there were not.
Why do you think that happened? I mean, very often, especially nowadays with police-involved deaths, there are such investigations, but at the time, the DA just decided not to?
The DA, who is now the Saratoga County Court Judge, is in his new position. He says that he can't comment on on this or any other litigation. But from the recollection at the time, there isn't anything in the record, or at least nothing that's come forward so far, to indicate that the district attorney's office had been asked to step in. And I think there was a sense at the time that the city would do its own investigation, and when that was completed, if that turned out not to be satisfactory, the DA's office could step in and say, hey, wait a minute, this is not, this doesn't sound quite right. We're going to step in. But they didn't step over the city's decision to conduct its own investigation. So how much was going on behind the scenes is really not clear at this point.
And at the time, you were the executive editor of the Saratogian.
Right.
At that time, the police just were not forthcoming with what was going on at the time. Could you take us back to your time at that newspaper and how you tried to get this information out?
Yes. So there was certainly the lot of public protest, a lot of claims about the incident from people who didn't see it. The only way to really determine if there had been police misconduct would be for some kind of investigation by somebody to look into, to interview the police officers, recreate what happened, try to narrow down the scene at that time. And the because there was that, I would say, lack of clarity about whether there was an investigation or not, I remember clearly talking to the reporter at the time saying, you know, we need to clarify this for our readers. And the then Commissioner of Public Safety was referring to an investigation. The police chief was referring to an investigation. So I had her go back to the police chief in writing saying, you know, is there an investigation into this misconduct or what? What's going on? And so the police chief returns with an email, sort of what we thought was clarifying the statement made by then Commissioner Mathiesen that there was an internal investigation. And so the wording in his email led us and others in the media to believe that they were, in fact, looking into the allegations of misconduct. They might have been looking into the incident, but they did not ever look into it from the, you know, point of view of whether there had been misconduct. So I do remember that at the time because, you know, we wanted to make sure that we're reporting it fully and accurately. We don't want to accuse the police department of not doing an investigation that they are doing. By the same token, we didn't want to give them a pass for pretending to do an investigation that didn't really happen in the way they led us to believe.
At the time, the injuries were said to be from a fall from a scaffold. Do the reports indicate any other kind of injury that would have come from something other than a fall from a scaffolding?
Well, this is part of what's at the heart of the this is at the heart of the dispute. The forensic medical examiner for the plaintiff, for the mother of Daryl Mount, says that the injuries that he suffered were inconsistent with what would happen from a fall, that a conscious person would not fall the 19 or 20 feet from the scaffolding without putting their arms out. You would try to protect your face. And the fact that the injuries were primarily on one side of his face suggests that it wasn't that he wasn't injured just from the fall, or even if there was a fall. Nobody actually saw him fall. The police don't claim that they saw him fall. It's the conclusion that's drawn from their reports.
Gregory Veach is still the police chief. Any reaction since this story went to the TU?
I haven't heard from Chief Veach, and he did respond to my request for comments, saying that he would, but he needed to check with their attorney. Their attorney, said that they're not going to be making any comments. He reiterated his past belief that the police department did nothing wrong. And I have to say that Chief Veach, I think, has been doing a good job as police chief. And he was an officer who came up the ranks. He was well-respected, and I think he is still well-respected. So it was disappointing to see that he had intentionally misled the reporter and hence the public with this statement. I think that he's otherwise has a very good track record. He brought in body cams to make sure that the police were being held accountable. I think at least one lost their job as a result of that. This is all subsequent to this incident happening. He was on the job three. He came up the ranks. He was on the job for 3 months when this happened.
Barbara Lombardo is the former executive editor of the Saratogian and now teaches journalism at the University at Albany. She wrote the story published by the Albany Times Union.